Welcome back to the Barca Breakdown. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Please hit that subscribe button, like our videos, give us a comment about your thoughts, because we are about to cover a wild summer for all of us soccer football lovers. We got the Euros, we have the Copa Americas, and we have a monumental first summer for Laporta to really put a mark on the beginning of his presidency. Let's get into it. My name is Adam. I'm here with my co-host, The Use.
What's up, guys? Adam, take it away.
Well, here we go, right? After that torrid little rumor mill started once Laporta and Koeman had their first meeting over a week ago, I was a little bit worried because I hated that the rumors were spreading, and I hated that no one in the board really took ownership of kind of what's going on and where the team is coming. And then Laporta comes in with what all of us expected and all of us really wanted to see from him, which is he had his first press conference straight to the fans, straight to the media, talking about what he said and what is the goal for this coming summer and year, right? And I think the big thing that we got to highlight, and we're not always, you know, totally 100% behind Laporta because of some of the Super League stuff, but he's coming in here in a huge contrast to Bartomeu and the previous, you know, rat-filled board where there was a lot of leaking to the media and there wasn't a lot of direct answers to give the fans, you know, confidence that the board was looking out for the best interests of the club and for, you know, how to rebound our team from some of the big losses we faced at Anfield against Roma, against Bayern Munich, right? So that's the big first thing that Laporta's doing here. He's coming out, he's talking straight to you and me, Yus, and telling us, you know, what his thoughts are.
Yeah, I totally am happy that he's doing that. And let's compare it real quick. Bartomeu was, like you're saying, just a guy that came in and was very selfish, very greedy. He seemed to make these decisions with zero plan in mind. You know, he came in and he signed Griezmann, Coutinho, and all these other, you know, random Dembele, including, he's not random, but, you know, these very high caliber players worth a lot of money to kind of keep the fans happy at some point. But also, he didn't bring in these players that had a plan to fit in our current lineups, right? It was just kind of like a shotgun method to get players there and just play in a style that just whatever worked. But, you know, with that being said, it seems that Laporta is taking responsibility for those things, while Bartomeu seemed to only make decisions to just progress. Like, he brought in Setien after Valverde was sacked. Was that really planned to really a coach that didn't really have very much accolades behind him with big teams?
You're right. Like, I mean, if you sack Setien after X amount of months, it can't really be that you had some sort of big plan, right? And so, at least, you know, in comparison, at least Laporta's coming out here and saying, hey, I have a responsibility to talk to the fans and the media and let everyone know where I stand and what my plan is, right? And as we get into kind of Laporta's press conference and what he said, right, he says, hey, we have detected some impatience and want to explain ourselves for the decisions we are making and explain the roadmap so that fans know where we are going. You know, Laporta said we arrived mid-season and we're finishing a project that we think hasn't worked, and so we're profiling a new one. And he said, at Barca, there are no transitional seasons. And at one point, he was even bold enough to call last season a disaster, right? And, you know, regardless of the end of the season, I mean, having to have the president leave the club and, you know, get into some huge trouble for the Barcagate scandal, it definitely was a disaster in a few ways, right? And so, you know, I think with these quotes, what Laporta is really trying to do here at the beginning of his press conference is to set up the fact that he didn't sign Ronald Koeman, right? You know, he makes a good point of saying that the point that we all say, right, which is Koeman is a club legend. He scored the goal in 92 that we all know that won us our first ever, you know, European Champions League, essentially, when it had a different name back then. And he's saying, hey, I'm going to take responsibility, right? He even makes a point to say that in the past, you know, the team would have these big losses and then we would wait around and wait around with no immediate response. And he's saying, I'm not going to do that. Even a season where we won a trophy, the Copa del Rey, and a lot of us thought, hey, that wasn't the worst season. He's saying, no, that was a disaster. I need to come in here and take ownership, right?
And that's something, as a new president, to implore some motivation and confidence in the team and in the fans. You know, that's something we've been looking for with Bartomeu from the get-go. I wasn't really happy. He didn't make any forward-moving decisions. And Laporta's coming out and saying, look, I am here to make things right. You know, he talked about Koeman, which was something huge. And he said,
which is the big juicy news. Use
very huge. And you know, he was asked, "Have you ever, or have you told Komen that you're looking for replacements? And will you only, and will only stay if you can find one? Also, will he stay? Will he still have your trust?" And Laporta answered, "Yes, and yes." So at the same time, it's kind of, it's kind of wishy-washy here, right? You have Komen being very honest with, or sorry, excuse me. You have Laporta being very honest with Komen, saying, like, look, if we can't find somebody else, we're going to have you stay for your second year on your contract. But if we do find someone, which I don't think there really is anybody, you can finish your tenure. I'm glad.
Which I think, I think it's kind of, it's really bogus, you know? Uh-huh. Like, as much as a lot of people are so happy Bartomeu's gone and happy Laporta's here, and a lot of this, you know, video we've set up talking about how glad we are Laporta has a contrast with Bartomeu, mm-hmm. I really don't think it's the proper way to go about things to tell that to a coach, right? I mean, if you have doubts about a coach and you want to come in as the president and say, hey, I'm going to put my mark on this team and, you know, start anew, then that's fine. But I think telling him, hey, you know what, we will keep you if we can't find anyone better is so wishy-washy, right? Like, if you don't think there's anyone better out there, then don't tell the guy who's coaching the team, hey, I plan to replace you. And so, you know, that is probably the biggest thing right now, along with the Super League, that rubs me wrong with Laporta. And, you know, we're not yes men or no men on this, you know, podcast, YouTube channel, right? We're not here to say Laporta is, you know, some sort of god who can't make a mistake. And we're also not here to say he's some sort of scumbag who, who, you know, deserves us to be upset all the time. We're just saying, hey, he's bringing a bag of good things and bad things. And in my opinion, this whole saga with Komen and Laporta is really not good for the team. And it can't be good next year if we have Komen stay. I mean, how could you be in the locker room, or how could you coach the team knowing that you're basically the second option?
I agree with you, but I disagree with you. And I'll say why. Firstly, Komen needs to have some standard of like, he can't just decide, you know what, that was an okay year. I made the decisions I made. I came into this team. It was already messed up. I agree with that. But at the same time, you have to hold him to a standard, and you also have to give him kind of that, like, kind of that feeling that, look, you need to improve, and you can't just be making the same decisions over and over and get no results. Because at this point, everything is in disarray. There's so many variables this last season that caused, you know, turmoil within the whole team. Luckily, Laporta came in, and I think, in this sense, I think Laporta is onto something. Sure, I don't think you're right in the sense that it's not good for a cohesive locker room setting, but maybe this will kind of motivate Komen to say, "Hey, look, I did make some make some mistakes. Maybe I should make changes. Maybe I should play Pooch. Maybe I shouldn't play the same lineup, or I shouldn't play 4-3-3 every game. Maybe I should look at what I'm doing and make adjustments to that." Maybe it's a little harsh for him to say that, but Laporta did say that Komen is, you know, had an impeccable attitude through this whole thing. I just think it's one of those things where he's trying to be very honest, and he's trying to do what's best for the club.
I mean, I guess if it's really a debate about, like, motivational tactics.
True.
And in my opinion, the way to motivate someone into changing is not to, like, you know, basically tell them you're their second choice, right?
It is disheartening.
I think if you want to make the point that, hey, you need to improve, okay, do that and say, hey, last season was not up to our standards. Mm-hmm. If you want to make the point that he should have played Pooch more, or that he should have had better rotations so that Frankie, Pedri, and Busquets didn't play all the time, you know, that's a valid point we make all the time. I just don't think this as a motivational tactic is the best to be used. And we'll see what happens, right? Because, you know, a lot of what I'm saying is a moot point if we are able to get in another coach. Like I've said for a few weeks here, I don't think Xavi is ready yet. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, there are some rumors that he'll go to Barca B and have a few seasons there to get ready for the first team, because, you know, as I've said, again, I'm saying some things a few times here, but, you know, we don't want to put Xavi, a club legend, into a team of disarray, because that's exactly what we did to Komen, and after the first year, we threw him to the wolves, right? And I don't want to see us waste the potential of Xavi as a coach into this situation yet if he's not ready, right? And I think as we transition into the next part of Laporta's interview, we come to the part that's pretty reassuring to all of us, right? It's about Lionel Messi. And what Laporta said is, with regards to Leo Messi, we know there are a lot of expectations surrounding his continuation at the club, and the new contract is going very well, but it's not done yet. Mm-hmm. We're working really hard to give him a good proposal that is within our means, and he said our relationship is very good. Messi loves Barca, and we all want him to continue, right? And I think the big question that came up is one journalist asked him, what has changed since Messi sent the Burrow fax, mm-hmm. right, and basically said he wants to leave, mm-hmm. and Laporta responded, well, I'm the president now, right? And as we unpack those comments about Messi, you know, after the final game of the season, we were a little bit worried that Messi wouldn't want to return. It looks like Laporta has done enough to, you know, kind of show him that there's a sporting future here, right? We have the news of Aguero, Depay, Eric Garcia, Emerson coming home, Wijnaldum coming, right? It looks like Laporta is putting in a good shift here to get in some new players that might help Messi and the team perform better next season. And I think Laporta is, you know, right, hitting the nail right on the head when he says, well, I'm the president now. That's why Messi wants to say. Because if you think back to the end of the Bartomeu saga of him as the president of the board, we really saw that Messi, for the first time ever, I think, in his Barca career, came out and voted very publicly with his son, right, which is something he's not done a lot before. And we also saw Laporta's first speech when he told Messi, I love you and Barca loves you. And so I think, you know, Laporta is correct. I think the fact that he's the president is the reason Messi is staying. And so my question to you, Hughes, is Laporta right? Is the real reason Messi is staying because he's the president?
No. I want to say no. And, you know, it's a strong factor. I say, you know, having Bart in there, Messi was not confident. He was not happy with the board. I think it is a big aspect of it. But at the end of the day, you know, I think Messi would... There's a few things. Messi loves Barcelona. It's his home. He wants to raise his family there. The other thing is he has to see a future in it. He's coming down to the last few years of his career. He has to make some pretty difficult decisions considering this whole situation. He's going to be making a little bit less money. I'm sure that's not the biggest deal, but he wants to see that some of these young players serve promise. He wants to see that there is a plan moving forward coming into Champions League because they've done so poorly over the last few years. He wants to make sure there's a plan for some of these youngsters that are being played. If they just come out and are playing non-Barca football and Koeman is just playing some of these older players and not really developing a future for Barcelona, I'm not sure why Messi would stay just because Laporta is the president. But at the same time, you know, I think Messi was considering, since Laporta came in, that he might lean towards staying a little bit more. Is that the final factor? No, but it is certainly a great variable. So that's my full opinion on it, but I'm just happy the guy's staying if it's fully true.
And, you know, I take what you're saying, which is that, you know, Laporta alone wouldn't have kept Messi here. But, you know, if you think about what has changed, I guess to go to your point, Pedri played more, right? He looked like he had the bright future. Dembele had a first full season, almost entirely healthy, that looked good. Sergiño Dest also looked really good. So there is some youth here that did well and is different than when he sent the Burrow fax. At the same time, though, I think Laporta is correct that would, you know, him becoming president is the biggest thing that's changed and the reason why Messi will stay. And I think as we go into the final point of Laporta's press conference that really caught our attention, it's about the Super League. And, you know, I feel like we have been in a little bit of a purgatory lately with the Super League because, you know, these nine teams all joined the Super League, right? And there was a period where the English teams all left, and then, you know, we got to the point that only Juventus, Real Madrid, and Barcelona were still part of it. And so it's been kind of up in the air. And what did Laporta come out and say about the Super League?
He said, our position is to defend Barca's interests and help make football sustainable. Weak clubs are suffering, and if the big ones suffer with losses and debt, it will end up affecting all clubs. Our position is to keep dialogue with the federations. I have good relationship with the Spanish Football Federation president and as well as a La Liga president and the spokesman for UEFA, UEFA. But, you know, this kind of is one of those things where he's saying that we got to make sure that we're financially okay. We're a big club. We need to make sure if we suffer, a lot of other teams will suffer. But at the same time, Barcelona is in $1 billion in debt, approximately. this is a result of some of the decisions from Bartomeu. But at the same time, we've made a video on this. If you haven't gone to watch it, it's our Super League video. Go to our channel, check it out. You know, we cover more, a lot about that. But at the same time, you know, I want Laporta to take what's best for the team. And if Super League is really the thing that's going to make our club great again.
No,
I'm not. I think I'm not going there. I'm not going there.
Listen, here's the issue. When we made that Super League video, everyone was coming out and trying to say, "Oh my god, you know, oh my gosh, Laporta is some mastermind."
No, I don't agree with that.
Joined the Super League that Bartomeu already joined, and that he was going to leave it to a vote for the socios, and they could choose, and it would give us flexibility because he signed an agreement with the Super League that we wouldn't. That we wouldn't have a fee if we left. It looks like all that was bogus. You know, that's my issue here, is that it looks like the vote for the socios hasn't even come up, and yet Barca is continuously putting out statements saying that we stand by our decision and that UEFA trying to punish us is bogus. And it just seems like some of that same dirty, you know, very top-driven, like capitalistic, American-style running of the club, right? Is that the whole thing was, hey, the socios are going to vote, and if they vote and they don't want to be in it, we can leave. And I haven't seen or heard anything about a timeline for the socios to vote, and all I see from Laporta is just, you know, a money grab and still trying to say, hey, we want to be a part of it. Now, I understand what he's saying, which is that, you know, the big clubs aren't offered any sort of dialogue when it comes to international play or exhibition matches, right, for international play, and that they need to make, you know, more money. But that is not the same as what was being perpetuated around the time of the original Super League signing, which is that the socios were going to vote, right? And that's what makes me upset.
No, I'm totally on the boat. If you go watch that last video, I'm definitely saying I was against this whole thing. And I didn't think, I read the comments. People were happy about how Laporta dealt with it. They thought he was sly with the way he dealt with
it. It was all bogus, right? How could you not leave the last few weeks of statements from Barca and this interview and think that he's still maintaining what he said back
then? He's, like I said, they're in $1 billion of debt. They've made some poor decisions over the, I should just say, Barcelona board in the past. They made some poor decisions. That's why we're cutting down big contracts, like with Messi, big contracts with some of the transfers like Aguero, Wijnaldum, making sure that we're not paying something out the wazoo for these players just so we can continuously provide good football and make a wholesome team. I totally don't agree with the fact that we're staying in the Super League, especially with the vile, venomous Real Madrid, Florentina. So don't get me wrong. I think I was first to say that I wasn't happy with it. I'm not for it. That's simply put. Guys, Barca Breakdown fans,
well, that's good.
Not for it.
Let us know your thoughts in the comments here on this video, guys. I think, you know, as we look back on this interview, I think it was a little bit of a mixed bag. Mm-hmm. I think some people out there are a little bit too yes men for Laporta and are just saying that everything he's doing is a breath of fresh air. And, you know, hopefully we bring a perspective that shows that, hey, some of it's really good and some of it, you know, could be better. And I think, you know, as we make more and more videos, we're going to see Laporta and see what he's able to bring to the team and make sure that he's always representing the club as best 100%. As possible. So thank you guys all for listening. We really appreciate it. We will speak to you soon.
Thank you, guys.